The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Hello, this is Tyra Banks for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Oprah Daily. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Oprah Daily. Op-ed, Skims exec Emma Greedy defends being a max three-hour mom, and I don't blame her. The serial entrepreneur and mother of four reminds us that ambitious moms, their children, can still thrive when they carve out some time for themselves. This article is by Bridget Bartlett Royal. When rich women offer parenting advice, it usually evokes some eye rolling from me. Because let's be honest, sis, although we have the same 24 hours in a day, most working and even middle class mothers do not have access to a bevy of assistants, live-in nannies or au pairs, chefs, drivers, and the like. So when Emma Greedy, the 43-year-old blunt British businesswoman who has become a global household name as the co-founder and CEO of denim brand Good American and the founding partner of shapewear giant Skims, recently made comments suggesting how moms can limit recreational time with their children based on her personal routine, I was more than a bit skeptical. Greedy, the first black woman shark on ABC's hit show Shark Tank, is known as the mastermind behind Skims' $4 billion empire and is reportedly worth about $400 million herself. Not bad for a woman from humble beginnings in East London, the oldest of four who began working at 12, about the same age her oldest child is currently. You know what they say about the resilience of those eldest daughters. She's married to Swedish businessman Jens Greedy, and together the couple are raising four young children, including a set of twins. Though I don't necessarily agree with all of her philosophies, like those relating to remote work, Greedy's fierce gumption and hustle are undeniable. Her fits are always on point, too. I also appreciate her unapologetic transparency regarding her career and family. This same transparency can be found throughout her debut book, Start With Yourself, A New Vision for Work and Life, which she is presently promoting. She first made the statement that she is a max three-hour mom in a feature published by Wall Street Journal magazine on April 4th, 2026. Since then, her declaration has gone viral. The passionate new author has since addressed the statement on a Today Show segment and The Breakfast Club. She isn't backpedaling on her stance either. She's standing on business about the type of mother she is and the type of mother she isn't. It's refreshing to witness. None of this hoopla would be occurring if a dad with her credentials made the same statement. In fact, if a man stated that he spends three consecutive hours with his children, he'd be applauded, and many would want to throw him a parade. Even in 2026, the expectations of mothers and fathers are drastically different, especially for those parents who work within a leadership capacity of a corporate setting. One of my male friends, who is now a senior financial executive, was encouraged by his mentors to ensure his wedding band was always visible. He was in his late 20s at the time. When he was up for a promotion, he was also urged to casually mention his then young children in the office. Him being a husband, father, and provider made him more responsible and thus desirable as an employee. He was seen as an asset to the company. A woman about the same age during her childbearing years in his same role with two young children was immediately seen as a liability and discouraged from discussing her children too much at work. Cold world. But back to her three-hour max rule with her children, which I think is kind of genius. This and similar rules have enormous benefits for parents, especially a mom on the weekends. This mandate allows for more freedom and a chance to feel less guilt around getting up heady, grabbing lunch with friends, catching a cool museum exhibit, enjoying a date night, or just resting uninterrupted at home. Let's face it, after soccer practices, play dates, science projects, birthday parties, obligatory weekend errands, and other responsibilities, from going grocery shopping to doing laundry, there is little time to pour into yourself as a mom. We've all heard the advice about putting the face mask on yourself before attempting to place it on others. Her 3-hour hack is one practical example of how to realistically execute it. But her statement isn't just about mothers. Her 3-hour max rule also forces us to examine how much time we allow our children to simply be children. Our youth have incredible imaginations, and their brains are eager to explore and soak up knowledge. Regardless of income, most children these days are rarely given the opportunity to create their own silly games or play by themselves. Remember childhood games like tag? Not to be confused with freeze tag. and red light, green light, 1, 2, 3. What about Simon Says and hide and seek, jump rope, red rover, and hopscotch? All these games foster creativity, critical thinking, and problem-solving skills. They also offer fitness benefits, plus being outdoors gives our babies much-needed vitamin D. Staying indoors can be just as rewarding when weather or other circumstances call for it. Solving puzzles, drawing, reading, and building with Lego are all enriching activities most children can partake of without or very little adult supervision. They also build confidence. God forbid they get bored for a few minutes each week. Her max 3 hour rule counters the notions that we're somehow bad parents if we allow our children to keep themselves busy and entertained without us. We're not. Emma Grady is destigmatizing the need for caring, dedicated, and intentional mothers to devote time to themselves, and it is a beautiful thing. We need more of this. Black mothers already face a disproportionate amount of criticism, even from other black moms. I can admit snapping at my 7-year-old son when I've been burning the candle at both ends. I try to apologize and take a moment to practice deep breathing when this happens. Gotta thank my therapist for those breathing tips. No, I didn't grow up witnessing my mother, aunts, or grandmothers go to therapy. But they laid a foundation that has informed me to want evolution for me and my son. I do recall them having standing hair appointments. I'm convinced that salon time doubled as low-key therapy sessions back in the day. Taking long baths. Those weren't just about bathing, but also a time to decompress. And in some cases, participating in church and community fundraisers and initiatives. The latter seemed noble, and though they usually were, the time away from home and work allowed them to maintain an identity beyond that of wife, mother, and employee. And sometimes gave them a chance to gossip. Sure, many of us were latchkey kids who maybe used the stove or microwave earlier than we should have. But the children tend to thrive when they're allowed to do their own thing, allowed to their own independence, with guardrails, of course. And parents and caregivers do, too. It's a win-win. In an era of always-on hustle culture, I appreciate Emma for nudging us that it's okay to step away from the demands of motherhood by standing 10 toes down on her 3-hour limit. Because regardless of our socioeconomic status, protected time is the ultimate luxury, especially for a mom. The Black Girl's Guide to Travel, Autism-Friendly Destinations and Attractions for Families. Explore these destinations and attractions that make travel easier, more accessible, and inclusive for all households. And this article is by Ronnie May. Between adjusting bedtimes, navigating unfamiliar places, and packing everything but the kitchen sink for a few days away from home, vacationing is a huge undertaking for families. However, things like sudden changes in daily routines or tricky social interactions can make travel a bit more challenging for families with autism. Last year, a study released by NYU analyzed travel trends for families. While multi-generational travel and kid fluence were high, a key finding was that families with children with special needs travel more often and spend more. Challenges in safety, staff training, and accessibility most impacted their experience. Organizations such as IBCCES, Anderson Center Consulting and Training, and Culture City work with destinations to provide staff training, programming, and support, making travel more inclusive. Moms like Crystal Mitchell highly value initiatives like this. Her son, Christian, was diagnosed with autism and ADHD at 2. People often look at us strangely when we are traveling because my son can be loud or doesn't yet understand personal space, she says. For Christian, certain noises or lighting may trigger a meltdown. Welcoming environments are helpful, she explains, because they allow parents of children with autism to visit places during designated times that cater to their needs. So, without further ado, explore these destinations and attractions that make travel easier, more accessible, and inclusive for all households. Planning can help ensure a positive experience for your family's next trip. Sensory-friendly airport experiences. Airports can often be a source of stress for families. Miami International Airport, a certified autism center, offers sensory-friendly programs such as a multi-sensory room and rehearsal sessions, helping families feel more comfortable and secure. Similarly, Newark Airport's sensory room with underwater themes and interactive bubble tubes creates a calming space that promotes a sense of safety during travel. at over 100 airports globally. You can visit the local information desk to inquire about the Hidden Sunflower Program. Eligible travelers will receive a free lanyard that indicates to the airport and airline staff that they have a hidden disability that may require extra time or assistance. Carlsbad, California. For families who enjoy amusement parks, add Carlsbad to your list for a visit to Legoland California Resort. They are a certified autism center, which offers sensory guides, quiet areas, and trained staff to assist guests with autism and sensory needs. Next door, Sea Life Aquarium takes visitors on an interactive adventure of marine life discovery in a relaxed, sensory-friendly environment. Rochester, New York. The Seneca Park Zoo is certified as a sensory inclusive by Culture City. Throughout the zoo, families can find quiet areas and headphone zones. If necessary, they can swing by the shop to borrow a sensory bag, which includes items such as noise-canceling headphones and fidget tools. On Sundays, guests with special sensory, developmental, or physical needs can visit the Strong National Museum of Play for sensory-friendly Sundays. The museum will have fewer guests with features such as reduced lighting and sound and designated quiet areas. Finger Lake Region of New York. Letchworth State Park features the Autism Nature Trail. This one-mile loop includes 8 interactive nature stations, enabling guests to explore and develop various sensory and movement skills in a safe setting. Jacksonville, Florida. Families can enjoy many activities in Jacksonville, such as accessible attractions like the Museum of Contemporary Art, which features Autism Creates, which is an educational program for children with autism spectrum disorders, and provides sign language interpreters for those who need them. If your kid is adventurous, they may like participating in iFly's indoor skydiving. They offer classes for all abilities. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Pittsburgh has many autism-friendly attractions, such as the Carnegie Museum of Natural History and the Pittsburgh Zoo and Aquarium, which feature quiet zones, fidget tools, and weighted lap pads. Families can also participate in specialized programs at the Pennsylvania Trolley Museum and enjoy sensory-friendly movies at the Lindsay Theater. Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Though the destination will be autism-certified next year, several businesses are already ready to warmly welcome autism families. For example, American Family Field, home of the Milwaukee Brewers, offers sensory-inclusive accommodations for guests with autism or sensory sensitivities. At the Bradley Symphony Center, visitors can attend sensory-friendly concerts and enjoy a year-round sensory-inclusive environment. Tailored for individuals with autism or sensory sensitivities, these events offer dimmed lighting, lower volumes, with flexible seating options. In the Space Center, Houston, with over 400 exhibits to explore and several large displays attracting crowds, museums can be overwhelming for children and guests with autism. To create a welcoming environment, Space Center Houston offers modified areas with lower volume, softer lighting, and fewer people to prevent overstimulation. Beaches Resorts. Known as the most family-friendly all-inclusive resorts, Beaches has the first autism-friendly kids camp in the Caribbean. Plus, they have a special guest, Julia, Sesame Street's first character with autism. Together, families and Julia can have character experiences and enjoy activities such as Amazing Art with Julia. Families can also request one-on-one beach buddies to lend an extra support and customized diet plans. Hyatt Centric Old Town, Alexandria, Virginia. Sensory inclusive certified through Culture City, Hyatt Centric Old Town Alexandria welcomes families with several inclusions for guests with autism. They are also readily prepared to accommodate adults with dementia, Parkinson's disease, and stroke patients. Each staff member is trained to recognize and assist with various conditions, providing specialized sensory bags and quiet zones. These programs are highly valuable for families that enjoy exploring, like Sierra Kelly, whose son LJ was diagnosed with autism at age 5. Destinations that are inclusive have greatly broadened LJ's world, she says. He can move freely and enjoy outings just like other neurotypical children. Kelly also credits knowledgeable staff and easy-to-access tools, such as sensory kits and ADA-compliant spaces, for contributing to excellent traveling experiences. Knowing that your autistic child will be able to enjoy the destination that he can understand feels amazing. Cruise with me, baby. Sailing on the Star Princess is perfect for a couple's getaway. A 7-day Eastern Caribbean voyage on this new ship offered a timely escape and welcome respite for a winter-weary duo from New York. This article is by Grace White. Baby, let's cruise far away from here. The lyrics of the 1979 Smokey Robinson hit Cruisin' kept playing in my head as I was packing for a recent trip. Given how 2026 started, I was looking forward to saying goodbye to the cold and chaos for a few days. Enter the Star Princess, the newest celestial body in the Princess Cruises orbit, which launched in October 2025 and is marking its inaugural season in the Caribbean. While this wasn't my first rodeo with the line, as I had previously traveled on the Sun Princess, I was curious to see what this new vessel had to offer. Best of all, I wouldn't be sailing solo, but with my favorite photographer, aka hubby, on his first cruise. Could a couple of workaholics survive 7 days on the high seas away from everything familiar and forget about their computers? The superior amenities, numerous activities, and varied options on the Star Princess made for a truly memorable couple's escape in an atmosphere of relaxed luxury that helped us unplug. Here's what we savored about the experience. An opportunity to a reset. It was easy to take our marching orders from the decorative throw pillow in our well-appointed stateroom that urged us to relax. Our cabin was spacious and super comfortable. We thoroughly enjoyed chilling on our private balcony, having a bite to eat, indulging in a refreshing aperitif, or simply enjoying the ocean breeze and taking in the sea views together. Venturing outside of our haven on deck 14, we discovered a lot of other places to just go with the flow. Whether we were vibing to some live music, jazz, piano, or acoustic guitar, while sipping on a cocktail at one of the many bars, or watching the sun go down from the scenic Wakeview Terrace. Given the sheer size of the vessel, it was amazing that we could still find our own spaces for peace and quiet on board. That's no accident. Star Princess was designed to feel both grand and intimate, creating natural moments for connection, says cruise director Dan Looney. Standout experiences. While we got a charge out of the excitement and energy created by cruising with 3,000 plus other passengers of all ages, avoiding the hustle and bustle was what we treasured most. Being able to kick back in the adults-only sanctuary club was heavenly. The luxury refuge located on the top deck was ideal for much-needed downtime together. We secured one of the private cabanas, complete with comfy ocean-facing lounge chairs, a fully stocked mini refrigerator, and our own big screen TV. It also came with an attentive Serenity steward who kept us in yummy treats, assorted sweets, and delightful eats as we sailed blissfully along. Access to this tranquil retreat is just one perk of the all-inclusive Sanctuary Collection package, which Looney recommends as ideal for cruisers seeking added privacy. The package includes an exclusive restaurant and a two-story indoor lounge with amazing aft views and personalized service for sweet guests. That might be worth the splurge. We spent an enchanted evening at Spellbound by Magic Castle, a fun speakeasy-like venue. Between the wizardry of the illusionist and the extraordinary presentations when it came to the specialty drinks, we were totally mesmerized. Can I get an abracadabra Alakazam? Time for couple care. Cruise director Looney speaks proudly of the Lotus Spa, which provides a range of relaxing treatments. It offers dedicated couples experiences designed for shared moments of rest and reset, he boasts. Hubby and I luxuriated in the finished sauna, the salt room, the aromatic steam room. Did I detect a hint of lavender in that steam? And the spa pool in the enclave. As we basked in the afterglow on the warm stone beds, we could feel the stress melting away. We didn't try any of the special services such as Swedish deep tissue, aroma stone therapy, or bamboo massages, but I imagine they were just as rejuvenating. For those looking for something more restorative, the spa also offers a couple salt scrub experience, an exfoliating ritual designed to refresh the body and leave guests feeling renewed, says Looney. Maybe next trip, hint, hint. In the busyness of the day-to-day, it can be difficult to find a moment for yourself, much less for you and a partner. On the Star Princess, it was easier to be more intentional about us time. couple goals achieved. Food plus fun equals shared joy. The team at Princess promised an elevated dining, and they certainly delivered. No notes. Hubby's favorite specialty eatery was the Crown Grill, where he waxed poetic about the char on one of the best filet mignon meals I've ever had. That's no small praise coming from a meat lover. I'm more about dessert, and the tiramisu in Sabatini's, the Italian restaurant, was a surefire winner. Chef Victor at Umai Tabanaki had us cracking up while he prepared a delectable meal. We both found the handcrafted sushi at Makoto Ocean tasty, no doubt, helped on by the premium sake we imbibed. The seafood at the Catch by Rudy was another culinary gem, especially the lobster. Shout out to Junus and the other baristas at International Cafe who kept us in coffee, lattes, and chamomile tea. With three ports of call on the schedule, Bahamas, Dominican Republic, and Turks and Caicos, shore days were full and exciting thanks to an array of adventurous excursions. On at-sea days, between the trivia contests, dance competitions, Zumba sessions, karaoke, poolside games, silent disco, dance competitions, and more, the action was nonstop. At night, we took in the lively theatrical shows, including Illuminate, a circus-like spectacle in Meridian, a swashbuckling musical that gave Hallmark Channel love story feels. Broadway performer Willis White had us practically dancing on the ceiling as he ran through a full set of Lionel Richie's greatest hits, with us singing along, of course. Honorable mention goes to the in-house band who brought high-energy concerts day and night. Love is in the air. With the line being associated with the 1970s TV series The Love Boat, it's no wonder that an aura of romance abounds on the Star Princess. I thought it was just too cute whenever the ship's horn played the theme from the show. The Love Boat connection came to mind when we heard a couple had gotten married during the sailing, and although we weren't present at the ceremony, I'm sure it was charming. During our dinner at Love by Brito, the unique specialty restaurant where romance is the central theme, we were seated near a couple on their honeymoon and several others celebrating anniversaries. They were each serenaded by the staff who brought out special desserts to their tables. Nice touch. The candlelight concert series in the glass-enclosed dome on the top deck brought more sentimental vibes with live performances of love songs and romantic classical pieces. Looks like Spokio is right to sing Cruising is Made for Love. So, bottom line. So, would we sail with the Star Princess again? In a heartbeat. Hubby was quite happy with the tech, including the Wi-Fi speed and the handy-dandy medallion, the wearable device that acted as a boarding pass, room key, and more. I was focused on all things self-care-related, and there are enough even for me. After 60 years in the business, the folks at Princess Cruises know a thing or two about what discerning seafarers want. Value for money, personalized service, upgradable luxury, lively entertainment, and fun, fun, fun. A trip on the Star Princess could be smooth sailing all the way for you and Bay. Visit princess.com to plan your own escape. Affordable Beauty Editor approved must-haves for a tropical getaway. From glow-boosting SPF to beach-friendly fragrance, these are the beauty essentials a beauty editor packed for a sunny escape to Aruba. And this article is by Tira Urquhart. Packing for a tropical vacation is an art form, especially when you're a beauty editor. When I headed to Aruba for a few days of sunshine, turquoise water, and long dinners by the beach, I had one goal: look effortlessly radiant while keeping my routine light and travel friendly. Because the truth is, the last thing you want when you're somewhere as dreamy as the Caribbean is to spend an hour in the bathroom layering products. Tropical climates change everything about how your beauty routine behaves. Heat, humidity, and constant sun mean your usual lineup needs a little revamp. Heavy foundations melt, fragrances fade faster, and skin can go from glowing to dehydrated in hours. So instead of overpacking, I focused on multitasking products that hydrate, protect, and enhance your natural glow. Think skin that looks glowy after a day at the beach, lips that say juicy in salty air, and fragrance that lingers throughout the evening. Below are the beauty essentials that made it into my carry-on for Aruba. Here's why they deserve a spot in your spring and summer travel bags. Amika Shower Thoughts Soft and Silky Body Wash. After long beach days, a good shower is everything. Amika's shower gel includes AHA and glycerin and feels luxurious while gently cleansing away sunscreen, salt water, and sand. And it's available at Sephora. Kula Classic Body Organic Sunscreen Spray SPF 50. When you're spending hours outside snorkeling, walking at the beach, or lounging poolside, you need something easy to reapply. Kula's SPF spray is lightweight and quick to layer throughout the day without leaving a chalky cast. Danessa Murick's Yummy Skin Serum Skin Tint Foundation. Full coverage foundation has no place in a tropical climate, but breathable skin tint is a different story. Danessa Murick's Yummy Skin Serum Skin Tint gives just enough coverage to even out your complexion while letting your skin still breathe in the heat. Infused with peptides and ceramides, it doubles as skincare, leaving your skin looking naturally radiant instead of overly made up. Edium Lo Shu Shu Effoliating and Softening Peptide Lip Balm and Softening Peptide Lip Balm. Available at edium.com. Fenty Skin Body All Over Vanilla Body Mist. Available at Ulta. Rode Glazing Mist Hydrating Face Spray is available at Sephora. Saltaire Shimmering Body Oil is available at Ulta. Sol de Janeiro Jelly Perfume Balm. That is available at Ulta. Tatcha The Milky Sunscreen SPF 50. Also available at Ulta. A good SPF is a non-negotiable in the tropics, but finding one that layers beautifully with skincare and makeup is key. I packed Tatcha's Milky Sunscreen because it melts into the skin and leaves you with a glow without feeling heavy. It works perfectly under minimal makeup on bare skin days when you're just heading to the beach. Well, we have run out of time for today's episode of Oprah Daily. We hope you enjoyed listening. Please join us next time. I'm Tyra Banks reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Oprah Daily is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-532-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service. Thank you.